5.4. Myself and Sandile are keeping you company for the last 20 or so minutes of the show. And we're still within our conversation with Charlotte Grindy, who is helping us unpack some of the things you need to look out for when purchasing your first property. If you have missed part of the conversation, don't worry about it. We will put a podcast up for you so that you can continue to go back to it if ever you feel that something was not clarified for you. But right now, Charlotte, I just want us to get into some of the questions that some people have asked. I've got a question here asking whether it's legal for banks to penalize you, rather, when you pay off your bond quickly.
Hi, Lily. Yes, it is. It is very legal for them to do it. But you can, I think you can do it in a year. You just need to, it depends on which bank you've entered into a contract with.
Okay.
Because remember, when you get a bond, it's like any other contract. So there will be fine lines at the bottom that states what you can do and what you can't do. But with F&B, they don't penalize you when you settle your bond quicker. But also, if you are, if it's your property and you want to, because remember, your bond, when you pay it ahead, the money becomes available for you to use. So you can also purchase other things. So we never advise that people should, I personally also, never advise that you settle your bond before a year. So you settle your bond because remember, credit, this is also credit.
Mm-hmm.
It contributes towards your credit score.
Yeah.
So to settle it before 3 months is also, you are allowed to do it, depending on what the fine print in your contract says. F&B doesn't have that fine print. Standard Bank doesn't have that fine print. So I think that lady needs to specify and go check the contract that she signed between her and the bank on what were the fine, what was the fine print in that contract. But some banks do penalize you, and they make you pay an admin fee. They call it an admin fee. They don't actually call it, they don't penalize you, because it means that they have lost out on interest from you.
Mm.
So they're not making money from you anymore. Therefore, you will pay for the administration of the bond being settled.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. We had a question about transfer, but I think you covered that as well as the FLISP subsidiary. You've answered that as well. But another question that's coming through is asking about occupational rent when you have bought a new development. How does that work?
Okay. Occupational rent is what you pay because you don't own the property, just because you bought it,
mm-hmm.
for the mere fact that it's not transferred into your name, it means that it is still not your property.
Okay.
So if you go and live in that property while the transfer is still going through, the person that owns the property will charge you rent because they need to make money from you or from the property. So even if the property was vacant, the moment somebody moves in, during the course or during the duration of the transfer, you will pay occupational rent. You're not supposed to pay occupational rent for more than 6 months. The minimum is 3 months. The maximum is 6 months. So if you are paying occupational rent for more than 6 months, it would mean that probably the person or the seller of the property is delaying the transfer of the property, meaning that you should actually take a stand or try and do something about it. Or it could mean there is difficulty transferring the property and you need to know what is actually going on. It takes approximately 3 months to transfer property from one owner to another. So occupational rent, if you are and you don't have an option and you have to pay occupational rent, you should only put yourself to a position of paying occupational rent for 3 months, because occupational rent does not contribute towards your bond.
Okay. Okay, I see. That makes sense. Another question that's coming through, someone is asking, so you've spoken about some of the things that we need to consider before buying our property. You also spoke about transfer, but are there any other hidden costs that we need to consider when it comes to applying for a bond or just factoring in the costs that come with property?
Yes, there is. When you do apply for a bond, if you do and you qualify, everything is okay, you qualify for a good interest rate, and you're now in the process of getting a bond. There's an administration fee that is 6,000 something that you get charged. If you don't have it up front, they put it towards your bond, meaning that now the 627,000 rand, for example, will have increased into 633,000 something. So there's that cost. It's called an admin cost as well. control. It's an inception cost where they're registering everything for you. Mm-hmm. Another thing is one thing that people actually neglect, be it you're buying into a sectional title or into a freestanding, there's rates and taxes that you need to consider. This is not your levy. Mm-hmm. It's your rates and taxes for the municipality. So you need to yourself take your offer to purchase or the letter of the transfer and go to the municipality and then take over the property into your name, because nobody's going to do that for you. Or if the attorneys don't do it for you, the amounts accumulate and they accumulate interest. Your rates and taxes accumulate interest. Mm-hmm. And this is also an opportunity for you to actually see that if they sold to you for 627,000 rand, what is the value of your property? Because your rates and taxes in a sectional title are determined by the value of your property. So you might see that the property is actually high or the property is actually lower than that, depending on what you see. So people need to consider that. If it's a new development, those are the only two things that you need to consider. It will be your levies, your rates and taxes, and your admin fee that you pay, a once-off admin fee of 6,000 something. Mm-hmm. And if you're buying into a freestanding, it will be your rates and taxes accompanied by other services that the municipality gives to you. There's no levy, but you still pay the admin fee, the inception admin fee. But besides that, there should be no other hidden costs, excluding transfer costs. So okay. There's no other costs that should be included.
All right. Let's get into the last one. We have another one coming through that is asking about when you put down a big deposit. Are you able to then negotiate the interest rate if the deposit that you're putting down for the property is above, say, 40%?
Yes, you are. So, but also there's a catch. So when you put down a deposit, you are able to negotiate an interest rate, depending on how further you can negotiate it. But it also depends, because not just because you put up 40% deposit, but your credit score is below 580 points, they will still give you 14%. Do you understand? Because it means that, yes, you have this money, but you are high-risk individual. So when you do put down a high deposit, it lowers drastically the amount of money that you ask for from the bank as a bond, but it doesn't have any impact on your interest rate, because the interest rate is the only thing that has an impact on your interest rate is your credit score.
Okay. All right. I think we'll leave it there for today. We will be having you on several occasions where you'll also be helping us unpack many other different topics. We'll also just get, guidance from our listeners with regards to what exactly it is that they need to know. So thank you so much for coming through today, being on the line with us and explaining some of the things that we need to look out for when purchasing our first property. I think maybe next week we can put focus on what you also need to look out for, or what you need to focus on when you are buying property for investment purposes.
Yes. And Bulele, for people, this is everything that I've just spoken about now, for them to be able to find out more about it, they can go to a website called Uber Bonds. I'm sure everybody knows about it. Everybody that is into property would know about it. It's Uber in OOBA.co.za. It will help you. It has a bond calculator, a transfer cost calculator, an extra payment calculator, a deposit savings calculator, and an amortization calculator. So it helps you understand everything, and it also helps you see how much you actually qualify for. So it has everything property related, and everybody can go into that website and just check if they can, it will be helpful for them.
All right. Awesome stuff. And maybe for people that want to engage you personally on social media, how can they go about following you?
On social media, on Instagram, I'm Shaz Brindy. On Twitter, I'm Shaz Brindy. I don't have Facebook. My Facebook is quite old, but I will be activating Facebook as well. And if it's pertaining to, I'll post on my socials, I'll give them an email address of when they have questions. It's free. It's obviously free. I'm not charging you guys for anything. So if they have any information, if they require any information, I will put out an email. They can send their requirements to you, or what they want to know about you, and then we will answer them. So I'll send that on all platforms on my social.
All right. Yeah. Awesome. Charlotte, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be in touch next week.
Thank you, Bulele. It was really great.
Awesome stuff.
Week.
That was Charlotte Gindi. She was helping us unpack some of the things that you need to look out for when purchasing your first property. She's going to be with us for a number of occasions. So if there's anything that you would like to know about pertaining to finances or financial education, you're welcome to just pop us a tweet at UJFM, hashtag The Urban Brunch. And on Thursdays, we will have her in studio or sometimes on the line helping us unpack your issues and grievances or your struggles with finances. But right now, it's 47 minutes past 11 o'clock. I've still got